Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one humbling himself will be exalted. In our college Bible study on Sunday evenings, we've been going through the book of Proverbs. Simply put, the book is an exhortation to humility and a warning against pride. And so, if you humble yourself by listening to and practicing the words of the book, you will be rewarded with great joy and peace. But on the other hand, if you exalt yourself in not paying attention to or practicing the words of the book, you will have nothing but shame and death for your reward. Our gospel text for today teaches us this very same thing. In fact, our Lord even quotes from the book of Proverbs in his condemnation of those who are quick to take the higher place, when he says to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place." Our fallen world and sinful human nature always seek to take the way of pride as opposed to that of humility. This goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, right after man's fall into sin. When confronted and called to repentance for his sin, Adam responds, "It was this woman you put here with me." In Adam's pride, he actually sought to contend and cast the blame for his sin upon God, thus putting himself in God's place. Solomon, who wrote most of the book of Proverbs, soon after he was anointed king over Israel, was approached by God, who said that he would give him whatever it was that he asked for. Instead of asking for great wealth and fame, Solomon humbled himself, asking for wisdom so that he might rule God's people rightly and justly. And this pleased God. And so not only did God give him this wisdom, which surpassed those any before him and any who came after, he also gave to him riches and honor beyond that of all the kings of the earth. So in taking the way of humility and asking for wisdom, the Lord also added to Solomon much more. Just as we're reminded by the psalmist when he says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." However, in this example of Solomon, we are also reminded of his fall. How when he was exalted, he forgot God, marrying many women who did not share the same faith in the God of Israel. This example is to remind us of the constant struggle that is within each and every one of us as we struggle between taking the way of humility and that of pride. And this is why it is so important that we constantly hear God's word, listen to it, and read it, and come here to receive his body and blood, so that we might continually be humbled and not become too conceited and proud, falling away from the faith as Solomon did. But this example of Solomon does not show to us that when we take the way of humility as opposed to that of pride, that we will always get great riches and honor for our reward. In fact, in our lives as Christians, it seems quite the opposite is true. Sometimes it may seem that we are only receiving pain and suffering for our reward. Whether this be because we struggle with addictions and have been brought low by them, or perhaps the sting of death has touched us all too closely. We might wonder why we are going through such trials. We might question whether or not God truly cares, whether he has cast us off forever and wants nothing more to do with us. So then the words, "The one who humbles himself will be exalted, and the one who exalts himself will be humbled," appear to be false. For it seems as if, having been humbled, there is no exaltation in our future, that there is no hope, no comfort to be received, but only despair. And so often it seems like those in the world who exalt themselves are only exalted more and more, only get more and more. Which is one of the many reasons that our sinful human nature and our fallen world sees humility as foolishness. However, there's a reason that all the scriptures constantly direct us to fix our gaze upon Jesus. For he himself took the lower place, leaving all that he had and taking on our human flesh, with all its weaknesses and pains, with all its sorrows and stresses, yet without sin. Jesus lowered himself, choosing not to come to this earth in great power, seeking vengeance on those who rebelled against him, on those who chose to exalt themselves, which he very well, easily, and justly could have done. No, rather, he, the only begotten Son of God, chose himself to be humbled for you. He chose to be spit upon and take insults that he did not deserve. He chose to be beaten and to be nailed to a cross, so taking the lowest of all places. He was even abandoned by his Father upon that cross for you. And even the disciples, those closest to him, thought that this was it for Jesus, that there was no exaltation. They thought that this lowering of Jesus into the grave was the end. But it was not the end. In fact, it was the beginning. For Christ, having humbled himself, was then exalted. Exalted by rising to life once again, that you too might be raised and exalted. And now he has been exalted to the right hand of the Father, meaning that all things are now subject to him, under his control, even your lowering, your suffering, your pain and distress. Yes, even all these are in his hand and subject to him. And he knows that if you stick by him, you can bear all things and endure all things. In his own time, he will exalt you. We might not know when that time is, but we know from looking at Jesus that that exaltation will without a doubt come, because you are in him. And so then, in the meantime, he comes this day to give you his exalted body and blood at this altar, so that we might be encouraged to press on, to endure, to fix our eyes more firmly on him, in whom all of God's promises, even that he who humbles himself will be exalted, find their yes. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. May God grant to all of us patience and humility, taking the lowest place, until that day when he chooses to say to us, "Friend, move up higher." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.